So our gospel reading today tells a story, a parable that Jesus has for us. It's a story about tenants or renters. And Jesus tells a story about tenants in a vineyard. And while we don't have vineyards with wine here in New York, we do have tenants or renters. And when I think of tenants, I think of renting. And there's nothing more New York than having to rent. So while this parable might seem strange at first and far away in time, it teaches us about being tenants of God.
咁我哋今日頭先讀到嘅福音裏面呢，係講述咗係呢個租田租呢個葡萄園嘅租客，即係園户呢個寓言或者呢個故事。耶穌講述咗一個關於呢個園户同埋葡萄園嘅呢個故事。 雖然我哋紐約咧係冇葡萄園，但係我哋咧紐約好多嘅租客。當我哋諗起話租房客啊，或者租客嘅時候咧，就係非常嘅紐約嘅。所以雖然呢個故事想聽上好似好遙遠，同我哋以為冇關係，其實咧係教導我哋係如何成為上帝嘅租户，上帝嘅一個好嘅園户。
So the parable or story that Jesus says goes as follows. There's a master of the house who plants a vineyard. This master of the house is best understood as God the Father, who plants this world with care. We believe in God the Father, maker, creator of heaven and earth, who made us, who made all things, who richly and daily takes care of us.
呢个故事咧系咁样嘅，有一个系做主人咧，种植一个葡萄园，而呢位一家之主咧，我哋可以最好理解为就系种植呢个世界嘅天父上帝。我哋相信天父上帝，天地万物嘅创造者，佢创造咗我哋同埋世界上所有嘅万物，并且咧每人好丰富嘅去给予同埋照顾我哋。The
vineyard is also an image used by God in the Old Testament to describe the people of Israel. In our Old Testament reading today from the prophet Isaiah chapter 5, the vineyard, Isaiah says, is Israel and Judah. The Lord plants the vineyard of his people. The Lord looks for justice and righteousness. Through faith in Christ, we are part of God's Israel, God's family. We are his people. The Lord looks for justice and righteousness in us and through us.
上帝用嚟形容系以色列人嘅形象。今日我哋读到旧约先知以赛亚书第五章，正如以赛亚所讲，葡萄园咧就系以色列同埋犹大，主为佢嘅子民种植葡萄园，以寻求公平同埋公义。藉着对耶稣嘅信仰，我哋成为上帝以色列嘅一份子，我哋系佢嘅子民，主喺我哋身上嚟寻求。
The vineyard in our gospel reading today may then be thought of as the gifts of God that he gives, gifts of life to us. We are not our own, as scripture says. Our lives come from God, and we belong to God our Father, who creates and provides for us. You could say that we are then tenants, or renters, or stewards, or managers of what the Lord owns. And as scripture testifies, while the heavens belong to the Lord has given the earth to us, to humanity, for us, to us, that we would manage it for the Lord.
我们今天读到的福音里面的葡萄园呢，可以是被认为上帝给我们的礼物和生命。正如圣经所说，我们呢，其实不是属于我们自己的，我们的生命是来自上帝。 属于创造我们和供应我们的上帝，我们的天父。你可以话我们是上帝所拥有的物件，或者是属于他的，但我们是他的租客，他的园户，是他的管家，或者是替他管理地上的人。而且正如圣经所讲一样，虽然诸天万物都属于上帝，属于主，但是他已经将大地是赐给人类，交给我们为他去管理。
Even more, as our Old Testament reading shows, just as God saved his people of old from slavery in Egypt, he brought them to a promised land and planted them in a vineyard among the nations. So too the Lord saves us. God our Father sends us his Son, Jesus, to save us from the slavery of sin and death, to plant us here in the vineyard of God's forgiveness, life, salvation. Thus God not only creates and provides for us, he saves, he forgives us, he gives us eternal life, all in Jesus Christ.
而更重要的呢，是正如我们所读到旧约所表明的一样，正如上帝将古代的子民从埃及和奴役里面拯救出来，并将他们带到应许之地，在那里将他们种植成为列国里面的葡萄园。上帝都拯救了我们，我们的天父差遣他的耶稣，耶稣基督他的儿子来拯救我们，让我们可以脱离罪恶和死亡的奴役。 将我们种植在祂的宽恕、生命和救恩的葡萄园里面。因此我们的上帝不单止是供给和创造了我们，而且祂也都救出和宽恕了我们，并因为耶稣基督是赐给我们永生。All
of this giving of God and receiving from God helps us make sense of Jesus' story or parable today in our gospel reading. Jesus says there's a vineyard. There are the gifts of life and faith given to God's people. There's the vineyard owner, God the Father. There are the tenants, those who manage what God owns.
所有这些上帝的赐予和上帝所赐给我们所接受的一切，都可以帮助到我们在今日的福音阅读里面理解到耶稣的比喻和这些原来的故事。 是有一个葡萄园，是有赐给上帝子民的生命和信心的礼物。这个葡萄园的主人就是上帝，就这些园户，园户里边是管理神所有这些神赐给我们拥有物的我们这些人。Our
Lord is patient and kind, abounding in steadfast love and slow to anger. And in the parable, the vineyard owner waits until it is harvest time. He sends messengers to the tenants to receive the wine. And instead of turning over the wine and the harvest to the owner, the tenants, the renters, they kill the messengers. They take the wine. They take instead of receive.
上帝是有忍耐、有恩慈、不轻易发怒。 而且是有丰盛的慈爱，在这个比喻里面呢，葡萄园的园户呢，是很有耐心等着收获这个季节，先至去派使者去这些园户里面，说想去领取回酒，领取去应得的收获。但是这些园户这些租客，不单止不将这些酒和这些收成交给主人派来的这个人，而且呢，竟然是杀死这个使者。
Finally, out of concern and care, the vineyard owner sends his own son to the tenants. And when the tenants see the son of the owner, they reason that if they kill the son, they will take the inheritance.
最后因为出于关心和想去照顾他们，这个原主将自己的儿子去差遣。
Remember the biblical background to this parable today. The tenants, the people of God, are given the gifts of faith and life. They don't own their faith and life. These are gifts from God. We inherit eternal life in Jesus. Inheritance is a gift. We are family with God, daughters and sons of God our Father, through Jesus Christ who gives us eternal life that we inherit. In other words, we can't take what we're actually given. And it's a given. To inherit is to receive based on a relationship with God. We're family with God, the Father and Jesus. He's our brother, and we receive eternal life as a gift of being part of God's family.
大家要记住,
So if we go back to the parable, the tenants kill the son. The son in the story points to the son of God, Jesus, son of the Father. God the Father sends his son, Jesus. The world is mad in sin. It wants to own what it is God's to receive. God gives us the gifts of creation to manage. Instead, we often act as if what we have is ours and not God's.
咁講返佢呢個比喻呢，願無殺死咗個兒子，而故事裏面呢個兒子呢，就係指我哋嘅天父上帝嘅兒子耶穌。天父上帝差用耶穌嚟到呢個世界上面，係幫助我哋啲罪孽深重嘅呢一個世界，擁有唔屬於我哋嘅嘢。上帝賜俾我哋管理佢創造嘅恩賜，相反我哋表現到呢，就以為呢啲嘢所有都係我哋自己嘅，而唔係上帝賜俾我哋嘅。
In our gospel reading today, Jesus then says that he is the stone that is rejected. And to confront this stone, Jesus says, is to either be crushed or broken to pieces.
咁喺我哋今日讀嘅福音裏面呢，耶穌話佢就係被拒絕嘅一個石頭。耶穌話面對耶穌呢塊石頭，就意味住佢要係被破碎，係意味住要被人打碎。
Being crushed and broken to pieces, that's where the parable or story of Jesus ends in our reading from gospel. You know, there's the crush, there's the brokenness that comes from acting as if what we have is ours instead of God's. We're to manage what God gives to us. We're to give back to God, just like tenants give back to an owner. This is what we're supposed to do in our gospel reading.
被压碎，被打碎，这个就是我们今日在马太福音里面读到这个预言，这个故事的结局。当我们表现到以为所有东西都是属于我们自己的，而不是上帝赐给我们的时候，就会产生到被破碎，被压碎的感觉。我们要管理上帝所赐给我们的所有东西，去回馈给上帝，就好像我们读福音的时候，
Our whole lives are to be sacrifices to God, scripture teaches. We're expected to give God offerings of our time, of our gifts. And to realize this and how we don't do this as we should, that's to feel the crush, as Jesus says, the crush, the brokenness of broken promises.
正如圣经所教导的， 我哋一生都应该要奉献俾上帝，我哋应该喺奉献同埋时间上面，系将所有能够做到嘅，亦都要奉献俾上帝。认识到呢一点，同埋我哋系冇按照我哋应该做嘅咁样去做嘅话咧，我哋就会感觉到呢一种压力同埋呢一种继承嘅压力，我哋会系感受得到嘅。
When things don't go our way, when it's difficult to be patient, to wait on the Lord who gives for deliverance, how easy it is to take matters into our own hands, to try and be the Savior, to maybe even bargain with God, all instead of waiting, rejoicing with patience, receiving the inheritance of eternal life. You know, when we reflect on when we put our own concerns above Jesus, then we feel the crush of broken relationships.
当我们好难去耐心去等待主，同埋佢嘅成就嘅时候，我哋好容易将啲事情咧就掌握喺自己嘅手里边，尝试自己以为自己嘅成为救世主，甚至可能同上帝讨价还价，一切咧都唔系以忍耐嘅方式嚟成为我哋继承永生嘅喜乐。如果回想一下，当我哋将自己嘅担忧放喺超越耶稣以上嘅时候咧，我哋就会感受到破碎嘅关系所带嚟嘅压力。
With broken promises, with broken relationships, we come to the table of Jesus right here. The table, their altar, where God the Father pours out the wine from the vineyard of Jesus, his salvation, the blood of Jesus given for us. And here we receive the broken body of Jesus, broken into pieces, given to us, the crucified one, for you and for me. Here we taste and see that the Lord is good. And we're filled with the pledge, the testimony, the assurance of our inheritance to eternal life.
但是这种违背的承诺破碎的关系，我们来到耶稣的圣坛前面，这个圣餐前面，是得到圣父圣子这个圣坛前面，父耶稣的救恩，拿这个圣餐的地方，耶稣的宝血为我们去洗去我们的罪，在这里我们接受了耶稣他的身体和他的宝血。
Jesus is the one who's broken to pieces, who's crushed to make us whole, one with God, one with each other. And Jesus knows that our lives are broken, and so he breaks for us. He gives his life for us.
耶稣就是那位为了拯救我们，去破碎他自己，令到我们可以完整，与神合一。耶稣知道我们的生命已经是被破碎，于是他为我们自己去破碎，献上他自己，为我们献出他的生命。
Our gospel reading today has a vineyard, the gifts of God's creation. It has Jesus, the Son of God, crucified for the sins of the world. It has Jesus, a stone rejected, which breaks to pieces. And there's one more image in our gospel reading, one more to go. Jesus says that he's the cornerstone. The stone rejected has become the cornerstone that joins forgiveness to sin, death to eternal life. Jesus is the cornerstone which joins together our broken life with his abundant, whole, eternal life.
今天我们读到的福音呢，由这个葡萄园，上帝创造的恩赐，神的儿子耶稣已经为世人的罪被钉在十字架上面，耶稣就好像一块被拒绝的石头，被我们打碎。作为一个形象呢，耶稣就是一个基石，就是一个 防角的石被拒绝的石头呢，已经成为是将罪和宽恕连埋一齐的这个防角石，死亡和永生的这个基石。耶稣是将我们破碎的生命，因为他而得到丰富，永恒的生命是连接埋一齐，是因为他的基石将我们可以完整在一起。
What is broken becomes whole in Jesus, who is the cornerstone. And to not see that we are broken and that we are receivers and that life and faith are gifts of God means to not see, means to miss the parable today and what it's all about. You know, New York City is a city of renters. We live month to month, day to day. With Jesus, we hear today in our parable, salvation, well, that's rent free. It's given month to month, hour to minute. All that we have is from God. It's a trust entrusted to us.
破碎的所有东西在耶稣这个基石里面呢，就会变得完整。如果看不到我们自己是破碎，是 接受者生命同埋信心嘅恩赐咧，就意味住我哋睇唔到耶稣今日呢个比喻全部嘅内容所讲嘅系关于乜嘢。纽约是一个租客嘅城市，我哋日过一日咁通过自己嘅生活，对耶稣嚟讲，救恩系免费嘅，系唔使按月按时去交租或者比喻其他嘢嘅。我哋所拥有嘅一切都系嚟自上帝，系上帝俾我哋白白完全唔需要付出任何嘢嘅，俾我哋嘅信任。
Temptations to think ourselves more important than we are, to withhold from God and others what is not ours to keep, these will certainly come to us. They will certainly confront us. And it's precisely at these moments of keeping back that God our Father gives freely and fully to us in Jesus, His Son, His broken body to make us whole.
当我们认为自己是更重要的这些诱惑呢，向上帝和其他人扣留住一些我们以为属于我们自己的时候，就肯定我们有时会面对这些东西。但是正当这些这样的时刻，当我们以为自己是重要过上帝或者耶稣，又或者自己这些所有东西都是我们自己的话呢，我们天父就将我们的儿子耶稣基督他破碎的身体是完全的帮助我们，令到我们是完整。
It's no coincidence that right outside the church here on the corner of Mulberry and Worth is our church's cornerstone. You can see it right there. And it reminds us that all that we have, all of the gifts of faith and life are joined together in Jesus, the cornerstone.
咁我哋教会出面呢就一个防角石，就喺窝富街同埋麦比利街呢啱啱呢交界一个基石，一个防角石。好似牧师话呢个其实唔系巧合，系提醒我哋，我哋所拥有嘅一切，所有嘅信仰同埋生命嘅恩赐，都系因为耶稣基督系连结埋一齐，系喺呢个基石呢个防角石里面。
阿门。
阿门。